action's real. We talk to fans in line for tickets at the stadium.
No, I'm just in line getting my daughter Justin Bieber tickets.
But what does the XFL have that the NFL doesn't? Plenty of seats available at halftime. Don't miss it this weekend, the XFL. Because on Sunday, April 26th, someone's going to win something.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5, and it's getting chilly.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Polls are still open in New Hampshire, where voters are casting ballots in the nation's first primary of the 2020 election season. This woman discusses her vote for Democratic presidential hopeful Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
Because of his education model, and I truly believe in that. That's kind of what won me over.
Sanders and Buttigieg coming off top finishes in the Iowa caucuses.
Former Vice President
Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and other candidates hoping to swing momentum their way. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president's planned cuts to social programs and Medicare in his proposed budget will hurt American families.
Those cuts endanger the health of seniors and long-term care needs and for them and their families.
The president is seeking more than $700 billion in cuts to Medicare in the next 20 years.
You little doddering fart.
America is listening to Fox News.
What a disgusting whack piece of... My Valentine to Rosie, because she loves this and it is good. And the temperature keeps dropping.
Leon's getting
larger.
Soup is great, the perfect lunch on a winter's day. So I'm gonna heat some soup to eat. I love French onion, minestrone, tomato, split beef, chicken.
Infusion anytime. Be going over there. I'm doing the Millbrook Mardi Gras parade Saturday.
Really?
Yes. I love the Millbrook parades. They're well organized. They're easy. Not that I don't like. I've done Prattville many times. I've done Wetumpka. But Millbrook is so seamlessly organized. They do a great job. And then I think it's the smokehouse is right there, so you get there early, grab a little bite to eat. And I don't know what we're throwing out the window of the sprinter.
Beads, maybe?
It's like that song where she's singing, I can't have soup.
Mm-hmm.
When she says French onion, the first time I heard that, I thought she was saying something else. A very naughty flavor of soup, but it's French onion. Next time I play that, give that a listen, because at first I thought, what'd she just say? Let's see, what are they saying on Fox News? Voter analysis, more important than deciding primary vote of candidate who what? Change the political system to what? Communism? That's your choice, you idiots. You don't even know what you're voting for. You're so effing stupid. Change the political system. Confident the Democratic Party nominee selection process so far, 58% say yes, the rest are too stupid to know better. Well, they said not confident, but that's my analysis. God, I'm never gonna live to see November.
Yes, you are.
Because this process is putting me in an early grave. Infusion, by the way, Infusion Cryo and Laser. Give yourself the gift of wellness. My goodness, they have so many ways to enhance your life. From IV vitamin therapy, partying a little bit too much, that's how you restore yourself, get the vitamin balance going in one session. cryotherapy for aches and pains or anything that needs better circulation. Are you listening to me when I say that? The Juve Light Therapy. They have an outstanding chiropractor that I've been going to for acupuncture. And it's amazing, absolutely amazing how well that works. And they can do it on a lot more than nerve pain. And they're working on Mrs. Ritterbuttle on her sinuses with the dry needle therapy. So, and I'm just getting started here. Visit their website, infusioncryoandlaser.com, or call 296-1662. Talk to Ryan Turner, Lori, or any of the great staff over there, and find a way to enhance your life, live a better life, with help from Infusion, Cryo, and Laser. 507, Brad will be joining us in a minute. It was kind of a weird day in the markets, and he'll explain why.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Imagine that you're at the store like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle because today you bake.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Askew with Alabama News Network. The National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for our area. As of now, the Alabama River is at 115.8 feet. The NWS is predicting minor flooding on Thursday. Agricultural lands will start to flood as the river reaches 122 feet. The flood warning continues for the Alabama River at Montgomery and Selma. Several MPS students are learning about the justice system by going to the movies. About 300 students went to see the film Just Mercy. The film is based on the true story of attorney Brian Stevenson and the formation of the Equal Justice Initiative. It was sponsored by the Montgomery City Council. A Montgomery man has been charged with multiple counts of attempted murder. Montgomery police charged 67-year-old Shepard Thomas with three counts of attempted murder after he shot at police during a fight in the 400 block of Airbase Boulevard over the weekend and barricaded himself in a motel room. Thomas remains under $180,000 bond. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our wet and sometimes turbulent forecast continues through the week. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, and pretty mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and storms will be around from time to time during the daytime hours, but I think the bulk of the activity, the stronger activity, will be Wednesday night, and it could be one of those overnight severe weather events we'll be watching carefully with the threat of damaging winds, and you can't rule out a tornado. That lasts in through Thursday morning before it turns sharply cooler later on Thursday. That leads to a much colder Thursday night and a windy and very chilly day on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Chocolate hearts, the roses, with your purchase at Brian Jewelry. Thanks again to Lynn, Brian, for stopping by today. I posted their website on my Facebook page. You can open it, click the wheel, save even more, and browse. And here he is in the art of currency of the realm, or Mr. Right on the Money. Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. How are you?
Hey, buddy. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
We're just
well, I have to say, I'm kind of telling the truth. We're, you know, coming back through Atlanta. You know, I was in North Carolina and South Carolina over the last couple of days on business. It is pouring down rain in Atlanta, and it's just brutal.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And it's just gotten much colder here in the last hour or so. The rivers are at flood stage. And we got rain coming. It's starting to sink a little further. Let me just refresh. Yeah, there's a huge area of rain to the north, and another band of showers coming in from the southwest to the northeast. So, yeah, I think you're going to be stuck in that all the way here. In fact, it's raining over your favorite small town just to the east of Montgomery.
That's right.
Yeah. So I was reading something today that really got my attention, because you've talked about the effect that the coronavirus at first, but now, I mean, Red China has real major issues, not just with this, but it's shutting that country down. Is that what's affecting the market, that China's so paralyzed with this thing?
Well, there's no question it's an absolute market overhang. I mean, there's no doubt about it, you know, because the news flow that we keep, you know, getting is so mixed. You know, you see and you hear, okay, maybe we're starting to make progress, and then you see new cases being discovered, like we saw in Germany a little while ago. Retailers like Under Armour that are coming out and saying, you know, this is killing our market. And then whole cities and manufacturing plants within those cities that have just been shut down. And this is the problem with these kinds of things. And as we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks, it's just so hard to predict. And all you can do is just, you know, sit back and look at the data as it comes in. And therein lies another problem, because, you know, you've got U.S. scientists and health officials that want to go to China to try to really figure this thing out themselves and be a part of the solution. But China doesn't want them. They want to handle it themselves. So we don't know for sure if the data is absolutely 100% correct or not, and that creates a little uncertainty. So you look at the market action today, we were pretty well flat for the most part.
Yeah.
Everything across the board, even the Treasury bond market was relatively flat. So I think we're kind of in a holding pattern on a short-term basis, pending further information around this whole virus issue. And there's not any other catalyst out there, really, you know? I mean, we looked at earnings. Earnings were great, and everyone wants to be a market participant, you know, in the current environment. But that's kind of moved out of the way now, so there's not a whole lot of other news to focus on other than this virus and politics.
Yeah, how do you think the market will react under President Bernie Sanders?
How will it react under President Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, I'm of course, speaking almost facetiously hypothetically.
Yeah. It won't be good, I can tell you that. It will call into question every single business CEO, their business model. It'll call into question my business model. And so, no, that would not be good at all. But it is interesting, you know, I don't know if you saw the interview with Paul Ryan. I actually thought he was kind of dead on. And then, of course, Lindsey Graham chimed in as well. And they were talking about the impact of these primaries. And Lindsey Graham actually is probably the better one who said it best, you know, in that you've got all these different people who are leading in various polls, and one may win, you know, Iowa, one may win New Hampshire. And, of course, we know Biden has left Dodge. He's headed for South Carolina because
he's going to lose there, too.
Fifth place. Yeah. A Trump versus the field is probably a landslide victory for Trump.
Yeah.
Trump versus Biden could be problematic. Trump versus Bloomberg, this is my personal opinion, is probably much more problematic. But we'll see what happens. But it's crazy. It's really crazy what's going on in the Democratic Party right now. And the Sanders thing, I think, is getting, you know, this happened last year, right? When we remember what happened with Hillary.
In 2016, yes.
Yeah. Sanders has definitely got his little contingent group of socialists / communists that love him and love his ideas. But I think that dog's bark is a lot bigger than his bite from a political standpoint. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, I was talking about this earlier on the show. In a way, I would like to see Bernie get the nomination so we could have the debate that needs to be had, communism versus free markets, capitalism, and give people a chance to get educated. It saddens me to no end that we fought wars to stop the spread of this ideology, and now we've got it right here campaigning to run the country from New Hampshire, which is ridiculous.
No, you're right, and I mean, it will be a problem one day, you know. I mean, you look at this polling data around, you know, millennials and the way that they're thinking as younger people, and that's pretty darn concerning. I know you know what I'm talking about. Everyone has seen these articles. But this is an opportunity, I think, to educate America, to really help American citizens and the average voter out there really understand the key differences between free market capitalism economies versus a socialistic, almost borderline communistic type environment. And so I do think it's going to be important that they do that, because how many times have we talked about it's so easy when you stand up there and you offer things for free, you know? And we all know that at the end of the day, it's empty and hollow. And leads us to poverty, but boy, it sounds good to a lot of people, and it goes back to, you know, how Obama got elected in the first place. When we talk about, you know, the fact that you can get somewhere in life if you want to lie, but eventually it catches up to you when the life doesn't get any better for those mom and dads that are sitting at that kitchen table, as we've talked about so many times.
Yeah, we had. Talking about ramifications from the previous regime, which is what it was, we had James Jones from Jones Drugs and Mike Vincent from Adams Drugs in together today. These are competing pharmacies, but their concern, all of it stems from garbage that began with the passage of Obamacare. And the nightmare, you know, these people, they pass bills with no consideration as to how it's going to affect the businessman and the people they hired who are supposed to be doing a job which is focusing on somebody's health care, but instead have had to become, you know, correspondents with pharmacy companies. And it's added so much to their workload that has nothing to do with patient care. That's what they're there for, patient care. But instead, they got to serve the government and all these other groups. And these people that think this is the next step to go have no idea what they're asking for. None. And if they get it, I will not be here to watch it. I will not stick around to watch that. Yeah. I'm serious.
Well, yeah, I get it. I totally get it, and I understand. And you know, these people don't think in those terms like we do. I mean, they're very static sort of thinkers, and they don't care about the fallout. All they care about is their ideology, their ego, their power, and their control. They want to be those white knights that come in and organize society, as our dear friend Friedman talks about all the time.
Right.
They really, truly think that they are.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to pull that clip out and play it after we're done here.
That'd be a great idea.
Right after this break. Well, Brent, we appreciate your time. We'll look forward to talking tomorrow. In the meantime, if you've never had the opportunity to sit down with a financial planner, ask questions, take a look at how you spend your money. Let them help you see where there are dollars that you can maybe divert without giving anything up. It's the money. It's the phantom money. We don't know where it goes at the end of the month, but it goes somewhere. When you learn how to pay attention to that and direct it into a fund that will become a nest egg or something for your kids' education, a wedding, you name it. Life has all kinds of occasions. And also the security that comes with just having a nest egg there, just in case. Because more often than not in life, just in case will happen. Call them at 387-0094 and make an appointment to sit down and meet them and get something going for you in your future. That's 387-0094. Brandt and the Brain Trust at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Well, thank you for your time, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. And listen, let's talk off air, too, because I've got this, I think we talked about a rebranding effort that's coming to fruition, and I've got some things, you know, some ideas, things we are going to need to do.
All right. We will have that conversation shortly, soon.
Sounds good, buddy.
Thanks.
I'm excited about it.
Good.
Take care.
I am, too.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey, we have an electrifying story that just broke this afternoon. I will share that with you in just a minute. And because it is electrifying, that'll be coming up after the break. And after the break, which is very short, I'm going to play this Milton Friedman clip. It's from an old Phil Donahue show. He was America's favorite liberal in the 70s and 80s. And he's got Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman on and starts right in with the maldistribution of wealth. And this is a two-minute primer on capitalism that they don't have an answer for. They should be playing this at every Trump rally. They should be buying TV time to play it for people to watch so you understand the danger of this thinking that we, you know, who are you going to trust? The government? You want Bernie Sanders deciding what you can have and what you can't have? What is wrong with you if you do? You're really crazy. I'm just giving you the benefit of my personal diagnosis. If that's what you want, you're crazy. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to preach the truth.
That's right.
And the people, if they actually manage to get that kind of a system in place, they're going to be the first ones to piss and moan because that's really all they're good at. Bitching. Wah, 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 wah. And now this word for Kaiser Fine Furnishings. Monday is President's Day.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Kaiser Fine Furnishings will be open. We celebrate our American presidents this month, except for one, who I will not celebrate. I'll celebrate Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe. In fact, we have that whole song full of presidents' names. But this month, Kaiser, everything in stock is marked up to 50% off. Recliners. They have some great entertainment centers. The entertainment center that we remember from the 70s and 80s when we had regular-sized TVs, those have changed. Kind of behind the times. Now they have some great options that could fill a wall in your living room and have room for everything you need to put on there. Accent pieces. We all have an odd spot in the house that needs something, but you're not sure what. Well, the just tell Stella or anybody in the staff, I'm here to see the not sure what section, the accent pieces, and take a look. Full suites of furniture for the bedroom, living room, all types and styles. Everything is in. It's not what's trendy. It's everything is in at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, where you only pay 8.25% sales tax, just beyond those 10% tentacles of Montgomery. Save on everything. Stella is our point person. If you need to see something specific, just ask. And by the way, you can also visit them on Facebook. And again, up to 50% off as they celebrate President's Day.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy now. I-85 southbound got a slowdown before the 65 merge. We have heavy traffic on 65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, as well as the Boulevard, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway. Busy everywhere this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. The only accident we got ongoing right now, 8,000 block Vaughn Road. That's going to be right out near the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Use caution there. Hopefully that one's out of the way. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated on traffic for the ride home. It's raining savings at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota Camrys as low as $185 per month with approved credit. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Rock Titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, it's a quick story, but it is electrifying. Hey, Jussie Smollett, indicted by a special prosecutor in Chicago.
Please clap.
Yeah, let's do that. He was arrested last February, that was a year ago, and charged with 16 felonies. And then, all of a sudden, the state's attorney, Kim Fox, dropped the charges. She's been accused of misconduct because she interfered in the police investigation, no doubt trying to protect him. Well, he's been rearrested. He's been indicted, and he needs his sorry ass needs. Don't tell me the country's divided, and then tell me that Jussie Smollett's cool. It's the Jussie Smolletts that do this, but it's much easier to blame Donald Trump. Maybe he'll need a good attorney, like Legal Eagle and Local Heart. Chad.
You need more than a good attorney to get Smollett off on his charge, I can tell you that.
What a piece of work.
Well, you need what you got the first time, a bribe, you know?
Is that what happened?
I think you got some campaign contributions, but we'll see. Is there nothing more depressing than to watch the staff of a failing presidential campaign? So Biden pulls out of New Hampshire. today at like noon. It's like, okay, bye, guys.
Yeah, we have that audio right here.
That's it. I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's it, man. And he's going to South Carolina. He's not even going to Nevada, which means he thinks he's going to lose in Nevada. So I predict by the end of South Carolina's primary that Joe Biden will be out of the campaign.
He's going to go to South Carolina and find out that everybody's waking up to the fact that he's old, probably in the early stages of dementia.
Yeah.
And running around poking people. You're a dog-faced pony soldier and all this crap.
Right. When he's lost like 20 points in New Hampshire in the last couple of weeks, and that's because people are finally saying, wait a minute, this guy just doesn't have it. You know what? In his other two presidential elections, he didn't either. He was never a good candidate. Never.
Well, I mean, he's one of these candidates that really should explain, okay, you're going to solve all the problems. What were you doing for the last 50 years while you were, you know?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
In Congress.
Same,
why didn't you do
Bernie
something?
Same with Bernie Sanders. Same one piece of legislation he got passed. You know? But it is kind of funny because when I start thinking about Biden, I think about that Geico commercial with Pinocchio giving a motivational speaker for us. And it's going to be Biden in the audience. You can be a winner, and you can be a winner. It's going to be Biden, Spartacus, and name some of the other ones that have fallen to the wayside. I don't know. Kamala Harris. They're all that. Would that
Cory
not be
Booker.
A great? Yeah, Cory Booker. That's Spartacus. Yeah. So that would be a great Saturday Night Live skit, which will never be seen because Saturday Night Live would never do that.
I can write the book on what it's like to run for something and nobody cared.
Yeah. But the great thing about all this, if you're a Republican, especially a conservative Republican, that if Bernie comes out of here with big mo tonight and wins this thing, which it looks like he's going to win it running away, and he wins South Carolina, he's going to get momentum that they're not going to, the party's not going to be able to, you know, they're just not going to be able to fix the election, you know, to get rid of it. And if you look at people like James Carville and even Chuck Todd was saying, you know, these guys are B-team. Nobody's going to vote for them.
Even Chris Matthews said socialism doesn't work.
They are scared to death that this guy's going to be their nominee. You know, this is McGovern all over again. This is
McGovern. George McGovern. What a dynamo he was.
Yeah. So it's a disaster, and they know. And they're trying to put lipstick on a pig, but the pig keeps running away. You know, but I got to tell you this, I can't enjoy it more. And let me ask you this question, Greg. Who is attracted to presidential candidates that all they talk about is how bad everything is, and they want to deny the good things that have happened, regardless of whether it's under Trump or not? They want to deny, you know, how good the economy is. They want to lie about it and say things like the middle class has been left behind when, in fact, the statistics show they've benefited the most. They've had the highest increase in wages of anybody. They've gotten the better tax break than others, and have gotten more of the jobs that have been created. I mean, it's just they have.
They are the American Les Mis. That's what it is. That's just hell bent on being unhappy.
Well, that's okay but that doesn't attract people to your party.
No, it doesn't. You know? Chad, give a run. Thanks. All right, Jussie Smollett. At Trump's dividing the country. No, he is not.
That act he did divided it.
That's what I just put on Facebook.
Yeah. He's the divider.
When you go out and you fake a hate crime to make a president or the people that support him look bad, you're an a-hole. You are a giant, gaping, energy-sucking, space universe-sized, gargantuan piece of gravity crap that will take in everything around you. What's the matter, Jussie? Life been bad to you? You didn't get enough speaking parts in Empire, whatever that suck show he was on. Yeah, you got real issues. But you'll make a lot of friends in prison, I'm sure. All right, at long last, I'm going to have to wait to play the Friedman clip. I make promises on the show all the time that I can't keep, and I'm really sorry about that. It's not my fault. B-S. Well, I am somewhat culpable. Traffic at 5:36.
Well, good afternoon. 10. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy on I-65 and 85 right now. We've got a slowdown on 85 southbound up to the 65 merge. Slow traffic out of the merge on 85 northbound to about Ann Street. Use caution there. Slow traffic on 65 northbound at the Northern Boulevard. A little bit of a backup right there as folks try to merge off the Northern Boulevard. We have a lot of busy streets all around Montgomery right now, especially Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, and we do have an accident, Taylor at Vaughn. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Be cautious. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated on the ride home. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And, boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody. Just show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Imagine that you're at the store like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle because today you bake.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm Elizabeth with Alabama News Network. A Montgomery man has been charged with multiple counts of attempted murder. Montgomery police charged 67-year-old Shepard Thomas with three counts of attempted murder after he shot at police during a fight in the 400 block of Air Base Boulevard over the weekend and barricaded himself in a motel room. Thomas remains under $180,000 bond. The National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for our area. As of now, the Alabama River is at 115.8 feet. Agricultural lands will start to flood as the river reaches 122 feet. The flood warning continues for the Alabama River at Montgomery and Selma. Several MPS students are learning about the justice system by going to the movies. About 300 students went to see the film Just Mercy. The film is based on the true story of attorney Brian Stevenson and the formation of the Equal Justice Initiative. It was sponsored by the Montgomery City Council. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our wet and sometimes turbulent forecast continues through the week. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, and pretty mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and storms will be around from time to time during the daytime hours, but I think the bulk of the activity, the stronger activity, will be Wednesday night, and it could be one of those overnight severe weather events we'll be watching carefully with the threat of damaging winds, and you can't rule out a tornado. That lasts in through Thursday morning before it turns sharply cooler later on Thursday. That leads to a much colder Thursday night and a windy and very chilly day on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you see around the globe the maldistribution of wealth, the desperate plight of millions of people in underdeveloped countries, when you see so few haves and so many have-nots, when you see the greed and the concentration of power within, did you ever have a moment of doubt about capitalism and whether greed's a good idea to run on?
Well, first of all, tell me, is there some society you know that doesn't run on greed? You think Russia doesn't run on greed? You think China doesn't run on greed? What is greed? Of course, none of us are greedy. It's only the other fellow who's greedy. The world runs on individuals pursuing their separate interests. The great achievements of civilization have not come from government bureaus. Einstein didn't construct his theory under order from a bureaucrat. Henry Ford didn't revolutionize the automobile industry that way. In the only cases in which the masses have escaped from the kind of grinding poverty you're talking about, the only cases in recorded history are where they have had capitalism and largely free trade. If you want to know where the masses are worst off, it's exactly in the kinds of societies that depart from that. So that the record of history is absolutely crystal clear. That there is no alternative way so far discovered of improving the lot of the ordinary people that can hold a candle to the productive activities that are unleashed by a free enterprise system.
But it seems to reward not virtue as much as ability to manipulate the system.
And what does reward virtue? You think the communist commissar rewards virtue? You think a Hitler rewards virtue? You think, excuse me, if you'll pardon me, do you think American presidents reward virtue? Do they choose their appointees on the basis of the virtue of the people appointed or on the basis of their political clout? Is it really true that political self-interest is nobler somehow than economic self-interest? You know, I think you're taking a lot of things for granted.
Yeah.
And just tell me, where in the world you find these angels who are going to organize society for us?
They're in New Hampshire.
I don't even trust you to do that.
They're in New Hampshire. Why?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah. That's where the angels that are going to organize our society are. They're all so smart. Let's see. Sanders won 60% of the 2016 vote against Hillary, but somehow, even though he had the higher totals, and I just don't get it, what is it about this old fart who has never grown a dime's worth of his own wealth through hard work or contributing through the private sector? Not a dime. See, if I could always say I was a paper boy. He can't even say that. He didn't have a full-time job until he was 40, and that was when he was elected mayor. He's been another one of these public servants you hear talk about. Public servant. When you're getting pay, you are not a public servant. You're not. If you're getting a salary, when we give radio time to a nonprofit that wants it, it's called public service announcement. We do that as a public service so that groups that are interested in this cause, that cause, whatever it is, who are trying to benefit the community, don't have to buy the time. That is public service. Volunteering is public service. Getting paid $170,000 a year to live a first-class life inside trade and make yourself one real rich ass while you're in Congress is not public service. When you have donors and lobbyists at your beck and call, and God knows, I hope one day we'll find out just how much money has been laundered back into the Bidens and the Kerrys and the Obamas. You think that whole plane load of money went to Iran and they just split it among the mullahs? there was a commission on that. And I hope and pray they can find that trail and make it known to the American people. Of course, the people that live in La La Land, they'll never, even if the truth was there, if the facts were there, undisputable facts were presented, and this is the problem they're going to be facing when they start issuing indictments to McCabe, all these a-holes that the public, the left, raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for their legal fees. How stupid can you get? These people screwed you, too, by running this little shadow government. Why did Obama allow this to happen?
He's a tool.
He is. He's a giant tool for the real political power, which is the deep state. Trump comes along, and now that party's over, and they're all going berserk. Now, I hope a good chunk of them go down as well. I want to see the Vindman twins charged with treason's probably a little high, but sedition. It's all back asswards in D.C. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. Nobody has more experience than this group that goes all the way back to the end of World War II. Think about that. That's 75 years they're celebrating this year at Montgomery Eye. In that time, they have watched the revolutions come along in eye care and eyewear to contact lenses, now to LASIK, which has been around for about 30 years, but has been continually refined since it was first tried and made successful. Now it's a fine art. You're literally down for a very infinitesimal amount of time. You open your eyes and all of a sudden, something that hasn't happened in years, everything coming into HD focus. I would love to have that experience, but unfortunately my vision issue can't be fixed with LASIK, or I would have had it done 4 years ago when I first looked into it. Step one, see the refractive surgery counselor. It is totally free. 271-3804. They need to take this step before you even know if LASIK will work for you. 271-3804. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK and this incredible team of people that has helped the River Region see better for three quarters of a century, go to onlinemep.com. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Make magic happen this Valentine's Day with a gift from Rick's Jewelers. Choose from a wide selection of fine jewelry, watches, sterling silver, and more. With so many choices, we're sure to have the perfect piece for your love at just the right price point. Rick's Jewelers, where quality and service shine through.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I want to thank Lynn Bryan from Bryan Jewelry for coming in and talking about Valentine's Day. I want to thank James Jones and Mike Vincent from Adams Drugs. They had a lot of feedback on their visit with us. If you missed them, go to the podcast and check the second half of the 3 to 4 hour. There's a lot going on, and these two local pharmacies have teamed together because they want you to be aware. In the meantime, with Valentine's Day coming up, we haven't played this yet, this whole season in the run-up, and this is from Mad TV, our friend Frank Caliendo, and you can watch the video on YouTube at Mad TV, John Madden, Valentine's Day, or just listen to this.
Hold on, hey, Justin, what are you doing?
I'm building a birdhouse as a Valentine's present for my mom.
Gee, isn't that cute? Doesn't look like it's going so well.
No kidding.
Hey, folks, John Madden here reminding you to ace through the place for Valentine's Day. Now, Justin, how about a little help with that birdhouse, huh?
Hey. All right!
Justin, Ace carries a full line of power tools to make any Valentine's project a snap. Like this bad boy. The Barracuda Combo Drill and Staple Gun. Just hold the wood together for me, Justin.
Hey, John, how can you tell which part is the drill and which is the staple gun?
Well, it's easy. What you do is you just line it up like this, and then you pull the trigger right here.
Oh, my God, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, Justin, I'm just free. I can staple my friggin' nutsack to my body. Yeah, I thought it would be a good idea to build a freaking birdhouse with a machine gun. Nothing says Valentine's like a giant table saw. When you need a job like a birdhouse done right, the Barracuda Industrial Miner always fits the bill. Just hold the wood for me, Justin.
Isn't the saw kind of big for the job?
Oh, would you grow a pair? You... Let's just use this pneumatic nail gun. Hold the wood for me, Justin. Here we go. Huh? Hold the wood for me, Justin. You know, I'm just used to this pain now.
No more.
We'll just use this giant spike sledgehammer. Hold the wood for me, Justin. Hold it!
Why don't we just go buy a birdhouse and be done with it?
You want a bird? Huh? Here's a bird. Build a house for that, you bastards. Now remember, Ace doesn't only have power tools that can kill you. They have regular tools too, like this plain old hammer and nails. Hold the wood for me, Justin. Oh!
Great.
Mom will love it.
So remember, folks, Ace is the place for Valentine's Day.
By the way, it's Valentine's, not Valentine's.
Go f*** a pony, Justin. I just lost my eyeball, my nutsack, and half my internal organs. If I want to call it Valentine's Day, I will call it Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day from Ace. Boom!
It's not Valentine's Day yet, but it is...
You're all my friends.
It's National Make a Friend Day.
Surely we can be friends.
Why can't we be friends?
Thank you for being a friend. Just waiting on a friend.
You've got a friend.
Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
Oh, you're my best friend.
And now, dear friend.
I just realized it takes about 3 seconds of James Taylor, and you got a friend for my eyelids to get heavy.
I loved his music.
I have never told. Wasn't there a lame ass story I was supposed to tell? It came up earlier. I was going to tell it later. Do you remember what that was?
Oh, yes.
Nobody called to remind me.
Bert wanted you to tell a story.
All right. And that was... Well, we all forgot, so it couldn't have been very important.
Yes, Wolfman.
Oh, the Wolfman Jack story. There's no time now, but Bert, if you're listening, you've been waiting for this. I could make that my March magazine column, Why the Wolfman Hated Me. First of all, I was never impressed with him as a jock. It was just, that's it. He had nothing to say. He didn't say any, there was nothing of content in his approach. It was just that voice, and he was cool at night. on the 100,000 watt AM radio station out of Mexico. But he was a real, well, if you don't have anything good to say about somebody, then don't say it. But he got real mad at me, and that's really the essence of the story, because I stole his thunder. All right, we are at 5:56. Rich Thomas will be back with us at 6 in the morning following this next. Tomorrow's the day. That's when the weather's supposed to get crazy. We'll get the latest update right after 6. 5:56 now.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy everywhere. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown. Got a slowdown 65 northbound at Northern Boulevard as you head out of town. And a couple of accidents. Eastern Boulevard, right out in front of Home Depot. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We got a very busy Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway this hour, 231 to Wetumpka. And a new accident on Perry Hill Road in front of Rick's Car Wash. That's going to be just off the Atlanta Highway. Please watch out and be careful there for emergency vehicles making the run. We'll keep you updated all the way home. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up. And President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Tomorrow at 9 a.m., it's another Bama Half Off special just in time for Valentine's Day. The Spa Boutique 360 has $50 gift certificates for only $25 on BamaHalfOff.com. The Spa Boutique has everything you need to love the skin you're in. Spa Boutique 360 offers several non-invasive body sculpting services to enhance your beauty, curves, and confidence. There are only 50 certificates available. Get your half-off deal from the Spa Boutique 360.